Good morning. This is the concluding reading of the five-week series from the sixth chapter of John. A couple of weeks of preliminaries. And then 2 weeks ago, the first part of the sermon on the bread of life, that Jesus is the Word, that the Word is the bread of life. We are to hear it, believe it, and live. And then last week on the Eucharist, that he gives us his body and blood as food and drink. Believe it, receive it, and live. And now this week we come to the response. Having been told that, what do we say? What do we do? Many of the disciples said, don't think I can handle that one. And went home. Went back to their wives if they would take them in. Went back to their jobs if they could still had one. Looked for another master to follow, another Messiah to hope in. Not this one. This is too hard. Still goes on. There's a lot of people who walk away. You know some. Some of your friends. Some of your family. Some of your kids. One of the reasons we're having homecoming at the end of next month is to bring back folks who've wandered away, sort of renew old times and see if we can perhaps tempt them into coming back into the fray. But many folks have given up. It is, after all, hard to believe that Jesus is the Word of God. I mean, that he said some nice stuff, that we're intrigued by possibilities, but that he is the Word of God, that we can hear it and believe it and know that God is there behind that word. It's even harder to accept the Eucharist. We have long since given up the sort of one extreme where you may have been told, as I was when you were little, don't bite the host, it will bleed. But aren't we in danger of going to the other extreme, where we treat it merely as a commemoration, a sort of pious nod on our way to something else? It's hard to believe that this really is the flesh, the sarx of Jesus, and we are to eat it, to gnaw on it, that it really is his blood, and that we are to drink it. It gets harder when you see problems in the world, problems in the church, when it doesn't look like we're going anywhere. It was easier 50 years ago. We thought we were the advance guard of a movement both in the church and in the society that would solve the civil rights problem, create equality and justice and peace, would open up the church, would provide lay leadership, would restore the old traditions of word and sacrament and service. 50 years later, the climate has shifted rather. It's hard to believe that that's still really going to happen. It's easier to say, this is too hard. I'll go do something else. Or go do nothing at all. But Peter answers. This is Peter's moment in John. This is the parallel to the confession that he makes at Caesarea Philippi in the Synoptics in response to Jesus' challenge, "Who do you say that I am?" This time the challenge is, "Do you also want to go away?" And he says, "So where else would we go? You have the word of eternal life. We have come to believe that you are the Holy One of God." And that is the root and the ground of our hope. And hope is a virtue that we very much need in this world and in this church. And hope is not a secure assumption of the inevitable role of history. Hope is not charging forward on the cusp of the wave, knowing that you're going to take the beach. Hope is knowing that ultimately God's will be done, that ultimately God's will prevail, that ultimately God's justice will happen. And being willing to do what is necessary in the meantime to make it happen. That's not possible if the underlying faith is not strong enough. It's possible when things look rosy. When things look a little darker, it takes a more adamantine faith. The conclusion of Joshua to that wonderful rolling litany of the whole history of Israel. Choose whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Or Peter's, we are convinced, we have come to believe that you are the Holy One of God, that you are the incarnation of God's word, the rock of God's promises, the food for the journey of the people of God, that we will hear it and believe it and live, that we will eat it and drink it and move on the journey, knowing that it may not all be peaches and cream in our lifetime, that what we fight for in the church, in the country, in the world, may not all happen for us to see, but that's all right, that we move it forward one slow step at a time, and do that with confidence, because we have confidence in the one who is the word, the one who is our food. It is that faith that we have come to believe that you are the Holy One of God that makes it all possible. Without that, the answer is, this is hard. Who wants it? With that, the answer is fairly simple. So where else would we go? Sisters and brothers, let us pray.